Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast. If you're listening to this close to the day of the podcast being published, the show being transmitted, you know it's warm, it's hot. We've got another hot day coming up very, very soon.
Sick of it.
So for dog owners, we're having to walk early to protect the mutts. Don't want them out and getting...
Protect you what?
Protect the dogs. Don't want them getting heat stroke and all that kind of stuff. So I've been doing some early dog walks around about 6 in the morning. And
Can I add that to my list of reasons why I don't want to get a dog?
And today I was walking along the river. So by this point, it's around about 20 past 6. It was a gorgeous morning. It's the best time of the day to be awake. And there was a lady up ahead on a houseboat that was doing yoga on top of her houseboat.
Well, you did say it's the best time of the morning to be awake.
I thought it must, if you do yoga, that kind of thing,
yep.
That must be such a peaceful, tranquil environment to be on top of a houseboat, on top of a river.
Yeah.
With things bobbing up and down and all that kind of stuff. Sunshine. Beautiful. What a way to do yoga.
I feel bad for her husband, right? Because if something bad was to happen and she fell off the top of the houseboat doing yoga, God forbid, mm-hmm. disappeared into the water, mm-hmm. no one's ever going to believe him, are they?
No.
If he's sitting there in the police interview saying, so she was doing yoga on the roof of the houseboat, you're not going to believe what happened. Mm. But it's got strange crime, you know, silly deaths
yes,
written all
has.
Over it, hasn't it?
It has. It's not perfect. Listen at the end of the episode and you'll find out another thing that went wrong for her.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
It's a happy Wednesday. It's a different Wednesday. We've got our finger on the pulse. We're very aware of what is going on today. And we are a couple of hours away now from a big event, a solar eclipse. Last one, 1999. Here we are, 2026. Another one. And we know it's big. And we know we are competing for your attention.
Sure. The reason and the moment I knew that it was a big thing was this morning as I was leaving a coffee shop, first thing in Leon C. I noticed a big crowd of people and there were parents queuing to get their hands on these eclipse glasses from outside a coffee shop in Leon C.
From outside a coffee shop?
It was a fella with a camping table. I kid you not, he had a camping table sat outside Little Finn Roastery in Leon C. And he must have had a, I don't know, a Del Boy style job lot of these eclipse glasses. I don't even know what they are.
With all due respect to him, I hope they're legit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you would not want to be looking at that with non-legit glasses.
Take care. This, I know you guys are keen. We did end up buying a couple of them puppies that flip over as well.
But that's why it's safest to consume the eclipse with the Home Time show this afternoon. We can't damage your eyesight.
We can't damage your eyesight. And in fact, we can kind of enhance the experience because we've decided to embrace the eclipse. Not literally, that'd be madness. Because we know everyone's going crazy for it. So this hour of the show, do you know what we're going to do, folks? We're going to create a compilation album together. Imagine this. Imagine an album called Now That's What I Call Solar Eclipse. Imagine an album that's the perfect double album. All of the songs have got something to do with the solar eclipse. So, over the next hour, this is what we want from you. Solar eclipse adjacent songs, please. The more sketchy or tricky, the better. 8, 12, 15.
May I start us off?
Yes, please.
Bill Withers. We don't play much of him on Absolute Radio these days.
Yes.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Okay, I'll chuck in Chicago, Look Away. That's what we want.
That's very good.
Solar eclipse adjacent songs, please. Let's make the album Now That's What I Call Solar Eclipse.
Joe Turner would like to suggest Level 42, and as he puts it, the sun goes down. Couple of technical points here.
I think we absolutely need to pick people up on this stuff.
All right, okay. Number one, the sun's not going down because it'll be back once the moon has passed, okay?
It's just been like passed by.
Yeah, so.
That's wrong. I'll make an echo.
That's wrong. Also,
yeah.
80s aficionado, the full title of the song is Sun Goes Down, brackets, Living It Up. And I think when you give it the full title, it doesn't really work.
Should we give him a ticket?
Yes.
Not letting him through. This one here from Buffers in Worcester, who sounds like trouble. Corona, Rhythm of the Night.
That's good.
Justin suggests two.
Oh,
Bright Eyes, Burning Like Fire by Art Garfunkel.
That reminds me of being a little kid. Bright Eyes.
What's that rabbit movie?
Warship Down.
That's it.
Absolutely scarring film, that is.
And Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger.
That's a lovely moment, isn't
it?
Yeah. Andy B in Lancashire says, we saw The Whole of the Moon by The Waterboys. It's going straight on the double album.
Very good.
Route one.
Mike Parkin may be suggesting a song for each of the sides of the double album.
Okay.
But both from The Police.
How would The Police have two songs that are to do with the eclipse?
Invisible Sun.
That works.
Walking on the Moon.
Works even better.
How?
Just because it's on the moon, there's the
moon.
Well,
I suppose so, yeah.
Lunar eclipse. Yeah. Solar. You say lunar, I say solar. That's a whole other song. Robin Cornwall says, how about for using one of those homemade eclipse projectors where you face away from the eclipse, Don't Turn Around by Aswad?
Oh, there's yes! Song suggestions so far, that is.
Phil says, Go West, We Close Our Eyes.
It's good.
It's good. It's going
very
on the
good.
Double album.
Kev in Redcar says, given that the birds stop singing during an eclipse, how about The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel?
Do birds stop singing when there's an eclipse on?
I believe they do.
Do you know what? I get annoyed a little bit sometimes with how nature, birds and that, clearly know something's happening, but don't tell us. Because you hear about, like, birds and that just flying in a different direction when there's, like, tsunamis or earthquakes.
Yeah.
How about give us a warning, guys?
I've got a feeling on this occasion the birds have been fooled. They're thinking it's nighttime because it goes a touch darker.
Well, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
They've gone quickly on that. Here's another bit of interesting information. For the eclipse playlist Umbrella by Rihanna, the name of a partial eclipse is a penumbra. Both umbrella and penumbra have the same root origin from the ancient Latin meaning shadow or shade. That's your interesting fact for the day.
Once again, another one for all those people who say this is not a highbrow show. We've just given you some Latin education.
This is going on the notes section of our double album.
And then Glyn, I'm afraid we've got to tell Glyn off, driving home from Buckingham. He says, how about Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me? Oh. Once again, to be clear, the sun's not going down, merely being eclipsed. It'll be back.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio is where real music matters. It is home time with Bush and Richie. It's not just real music that matters today, though. It's classical music.
I feel like I've been transported back to the school music room back in the day, because we are here in our performance space here at Absolute Radio with its lights and its dry ice and its lasers.
Yeah.
And there are four seats in front of us, each with a musical instrument leaning against them, as our Britpop quartet are getting ready in the other room. That's Julia and co. And I see a cello, a viola and two violins.
Correct. I tell you what's changed. You've got your music stands in front where they used to have, like, sheet music.
Yep.
Good music's available as well. But also now, they don't have sheet music. It's all on an iPad.
And you know what? On top of that, they've got these little things by their feet and they press a button to go left and right on the iPad.
Yeah.
And I think that would be great for changing the TV channels.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Need that at home. But we're very excited. I mean, I can't believe it. You think about it, a couple of weeks ago when we first came up with this idea and thought it'd be great to have some Britpop songs done, you know, in the classical style. And here we are on the eve of four amazing people performing them for us.
A couple of weeks ago, you and I were in this same room, me behind a grand piano, and you with the classical guitar, and we were miles away from this.
It was like Hinge and Bracket, the gig that was lost to time.
Some bad news, though, for Ocean Colour Scene fans. The jeopardy that was Ocean Colour Scene's The Day We Caught the Train as the reserve song on our playlist. The guys are happy with the other five Ocean Colour Scene not featuring in tonight's recording.
Well, there you go. So when the show finishes tonight, the Hometime Britpop Quartet will record those five songs. We think they're going to sound amazing. And make sure you listen to tomorrow's show to hear those five songs in their full glory.
We're going to chat to our band leader, our quartet leader, Julia, in the next 10 minutes.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
I can't believe that the moment is nearly upon us. After the show finishes this evening, we're going to be going through to our performance space here at Absolute Radio. And our amazing Hometime Britpop Quartet are going to be playing some Britpop songs that you're going to be able to hear on tomorrow's show. And the leader of the band, if that's the correct technical term, is the brilliant Julia Violinista, who is in the studio with us right now, ahead of the big event. Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a big thank you, because a week ago, Julia, it was Bush and I. And it was a shambles. And this dream of putting together some Britpop classical arrangements was turning into a nightmare. Mm-hmm. You heard that nightmare and came forwards. And now here we are this evening. Once the show is over, we've got an actual quartet.
We do. I have brought you a quartet. So I'm taking what I heard and I'm going to work a little magic and bring it back to you.
Amazing. And talk us through the quartet, because you've assembled almost like, not X-Men, X-Ladies for us.
Yes. So we have Steph and Natalie Cavey. And so I went to college with them. So I brought them in the studio tonight. And then Isabella Dembinski. And she's somebody that I work with on the circuit. So we're all in the studio tonight getting ready for our Britpop Classics little concert for you.
Now, let's talk about the arrangement of this. And I'm not talking about you picking up the phone and checking people's diaries. You've actually put together the sheet music. You've arranged this yourself.
I have, yes. I just have a creative surge every so often, and I launch myself into these arrangements, and it's so rewarding. And I think the best part of all is once I've written them and then I go about recording them and layering the parts, is starting from the bass line, and that, you know, is often very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no harmony in it, and then gradually building the parts on top of that until you get to the main melody, and then you'll have six other parts underneath it, and you'll suddenly hear this song come together, and all the hairs prick up, and it's wonderful.
They do. I mean, we had a little listen earlier on when you guys were sound checking and practicing, and it sounds amazing. And I urge everyone to make sure you listen to tomorrow's Hometime show, because it's going to be brilliant hearing it. It almost brings a little tear to the eye hearing those songs that you know and love, and we've all grown up with from the year 96 and beyond, brought to life by you guys. But I think what was also great about it is you guys have proven that you can play classical instruments, but also play music that's completely the other side of the tracks as
well. Definitely, yeah. I think it bonds the two genres together, and also the listeners, you know, people who maybe thought they weren't into classical music, but then were bringing the songs that they love to them in a classical way. And, you know, I think it's surprising to a lot of people. A lot of these songs, I mean, I don't think I've done a song that doesn't work in the classical style. And I just love that crossover. And also, I think a lot of people love nostalgia. They love that feeling of nostalgia and the memories coming back. And Britpop is such a big era for all of us and our generation. You know, we grew up with those songs. They bring back memories, and I think that's what people love. So hearing them in a sort of reinvented way, I think, speaks to people. So
everyone's going to hear on tomorrow's show how amazing a classical musician you are.
Our team tell us that your version of The Master Plan by Oasis is absolutely incredible. So whatever you do, don't miss it. We'll be recording it after this show wraps up this evening. You're going to hear the Hometime Britpop Quartet on tomorrow's show. Don't miss it. Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much both for having me. I can't wait.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Just before six, our Sound of 96 was guest by Gareth in Nottingham, the flip phone. Phil has texted to say, I've still got a fully working StarTAC from 1998, his was.
Really?
Battery isn't great these days, he says, but it's a talking point wherever I go. I'm told the 2G network it runs off will be switched off soon, but they'll need to prise it from my cold, dead hands.
I love it when people can tickle a phone along for that amount of time. If you've got a really old working phone, tell us about it. But I'd love to have a flip phone just to finish a call and then do the thing where you bend it the other way and break it in half. So special forces. We digress. We have port and business to attend to in the final hour of the show. It's a Wednesday night. It's going to be an interesting one, this, home or not home, because normally it's just a run-of-the-mill evening. Mm. But we've got the eclipse on tonight.
Exactly.
Make sure you try and watch it at an IMAX, as you miss quite a bit of it otherwise if you go to the Odeon. So we don't know whether you'll be at home, not bothered about the whole eclipse thing, which is fine. You might be sat out in your car
listening to us on the radio, waiting for the eclipse. The possibilities are endless. But here's the thing. We're going to award one lucky listener with a Hometime Show and British Gas emblazoned doormat or welcome mat just for getting involved.
Now, Joe and Darren are in Plymouth. See what I did there?
Dareth.
Joe and Darren are in Plymouth at home having an intimate barbecue for two in our garden, ready to watch the eclipse.
Can I just say that I have a real problem with the words intimate and barbecue being next to each other? I don't like it. I see... Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
I see the hair around your private parts on fire.
I think it's intimate in number rather than in clothing.
It doesn't clarify that.
Ribeye steaks, monkfish and courgette skewers.
Thank you for ruining all the food for me forever.
Paul and Sharon from Stoke-on-Trent are having a romantic night sitting in the hot tub with a cold beer, watching and waiting for the eclipse. Are you home or not home tonight?
I'm getting a vibe underneath some of these tonight. There's a mucky vibe. We've had an intimate barbecue, then two people in a hot tub, you know, peas in a bowl.
Yeah.
Can we just have a normal one?
A mucky vibe.
There's a mucky vibe tonight. I don't like it.
What's mucky about hot tubs?
Well, if you've been in one. Anyway, look, we digress.
From Craig, he's not home. He's sat in Liverpool with his two daughters, Daisy and Amber, and her boyfriend, waiting for the eclipse after doing a 2-mile walk for a bottle of water. A doormat would make it all worthwhile.
Is it bad that I can't wait for my daughters to have boyfriends just so I can intimidate the life out of them? I'm going to wear a string vest. I'm just going to just sit there and brood. It's going to be brilliant. Right, so look, I want to take one of them hunting. That's what I want to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm
going to have a proper chat with the lads.
I'm seeing Robert De Niro vibes.
That's what I'm going to get myself a camouflage outfit. Okay. Loving this text. Myself and the missus are in the Land Rover down on the farm with some chips, and we're waiting for the eclipse.
Is that mucky?
No, that's completely normal.
Okay, all right. Kevin Glasgow is not home. He's currently on his way to watch his local football team, the Vale of Clyde, play in Tier 6 of the Scottish Football Pyramid.
Keep us updated on the score up there. Sharon and Steve are not home. They're travelling on the M25. Love this. Trying to get back home before the end of the eclipse. As if it's match of the day or something like that. Catch the last 10 minutes.
Watch the highlights back on match of the day. Lynn says we're all meeting in the field at Dorking Rugby Club to see the eclipse before our training session.
I like people sneaking in a bit of eclipse action before getting on with someone else.
Good, isn't it?
This text says, guys, my wife and I are on our way to Portsmouth Harbour, then Saint-Tropez. Ooh. In the motorhome and towing the jet ski, a.k.a. water taxi, currently stuck in traffic at Cardiff on the M4, so we will miss the eclipse, but we've still got you guys.
What a life. And thank you, got the priorities there as well.
Exactly right.
Jane, home or not home?
I am home.
You're at home, OK. What are you doing?
I'm actually watching the seal on the bank.
You're watching a seal on a bank?
Yes, which is, I'm on a boat on the River Medway.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm watching the seal roll about with my binoculars, which we see most of the time. So, wow.
And is it a regular seal that you've kind of formed a friendship with on your houseboat? Maybe you've named him like White Sox from Kevin Costner movie, Dances with Wolves?
No, not at all. There's quite a few seals that we're looking out, if you can imagine, on the River Medway. We look at Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, such a beautiful view.
Oh, yeah, OK.
Yeah, so we're on our cruiser boat.
Yeah.
And when we look over, we can see all these seals that make the marks, and then we sort of look at them through the binoculars and say, oh, yeah. So there's one now. The one that I just see, he's poking his head up in the air, but he's right on the edge. Oh, I tell you, it's amazing. When you work in London and you come back from this, oh, it's amazing.
There's a lot of people tonight who are looking at the wonder of nature and a solar eclipse safely, but I think you're better off. You are looking at a seal through binoculars in front of the Hollywood Bowl on the River Medway. I'd say you're the real winner here.
Oh, bless you. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you've won a Hometime Show and British Gas emblazoned welcome mat. What about that, Jane?
Oh, that'd be great. Can I have to sign autographs as well for both of you?
Of course, and would it go on your houseboat? That's the other thing.
Of course.
Brilliant. Well, listen, do keep us posted about the seals. We're kind of invested in this now.
Honest, this is amazing. Absolute amazing. When you work in London and you're through the traffic and then you come back here, home, and you see them seals, oh, the wildlife is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Well, that's it for the Daily Takeaway podcast. Going back to the lady on top of the houseboat doing yoga at 6:30 this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You made a very good point that if she was to fall off, bad news for the husband, no one's going to believe her.
No one will believe that story.
The bad news for her was that when we got close to the boat, Eddie decided to have a poo.
Oh.
So she's doing yoga on top, and then you've got this quivering dog looking around as he conks one out.
Oh, dear.
And then you've got me sort of like licking me fingers to try and part the top of her poo bag.
Phew, I wonder where that was going for a second. Didn't know how much help you have to give them.
to pick said poo up, all while she's doing some tantric move on top of a houseboat.
Do you know, the first half of that story was so lovely.
Yeah.
Before the show started.
Yeah.
And then this bit here is just
so sorry.
What a bitter taste.